relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
A treasonous betrayal of our nation. This criminal incitement left us with five dead, including a police officer, a desecrated Capitol, and a second constitutional crisis. His acts so show contempt for the rule of law, the Constitution, and the foundation of any democracy, a peaceful transition of power. President Trump is a clear and present danger to American lives and democracy, and he leaves us no choice but to immediately remove him from office. Thank you. I yield back.
The gentlewoman yields back. The gentleman from New York reserves. The gentleman from Ohio.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Recognized.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Speaker. I would yield 90 seconds to the gentlelady from Tennessee, Ms. Hershberger.
The gentlewoman from Tennessee has yielded 90 seconds.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I urge my colleagues to vote against impeachment of our sitting president, Donald J. Trump. You can tell the American people that this is a vote to impeach upon the grounds of inciting violence and insurrection, but the American people see a double standard. They see a standard implied to those on the left who commit violence, and they see a standard to those applied to the right who commit violence. The American people see this, and they understand it. I've been here all of 1 week, and what I see instead of lawmakers who are truth seekers, I see lawmakers who are power seekers. And that's never good, never good. What a shame, what a shame. The American people are watching to see how their elected officials respond at this moment in history. Will you vote to mend or will you vote to further divide this country? I'm urging this opportunity to be the leaders the American people are seeking for such a time as this. God help us as a nation, and I pray that God will keep his hand upon the greatest nation that the world has ever seen. I yield back.
The gentlewoman yields back.
Live coverage from the floor of Congress. God bless that woman. 1 week in Congress from Tennessee, Diana Hershberger, who was speaking after Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Congresswoman Hershberger. Yes. Within a 30, everybody's getting, it's a circus. It's what a friend of mine, Chris, I'm quoting you, okay? You texted it to me, so I'm going to use it. It's speed, it's impeachment by speed dating. It's a travesty. It's not a circus. It is a travesty of everything our founding fathers risked. their treasure, their sacred honor, and their lives to establish in this, as the congresswoman said, the greatest nation on God's earth. Within 30 seconds. They each have just 30 seconds. She's right. Her colleagues on the Democrat side of the aisle aren't interested in truth or representing their constituents. It's about power. Sheer, naked, raw power. We need to mend America. And I'm not, you know me. I'm not a tree-hugging, fuzzy, cuddly kind of guy. I don't use words like that regularly. But we need it after 10 months of riots across the nation. More than 30 Americans dead at the hands of what? Biden and Bernie voters. Not stupid Viking horned helmet hatted wearing actors. Not red MAGA hatted wearing Trump voters. 30 plus Americans killed by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. At least 700 police officers wounded, at least that we know of. $3 billion worth of damage. And what happens? Not mending, not peace and unity like that cretinous, senile old man Joe Biden is promising us. You lying hypocrite. You are dividing us more. The congresswoman is so on the money. This action today will drive us further apart. The targeting of conservatives for being conservative will lead, I promise you, sadly, tragically, to more extremism, to more violence on both sides. Because you are permitting the annihilation, the depersoning of individuals simply because they are not of your political party. That way is not the way of peace and tranquility. When you try and destroy individuals, their livelihoods. And I don't just mean the CEO of Parler. I mean anybody. My experience yesterday at the post office. I'm recognized by somebody who has been radicalized. So he wants to abuse and attack me. I didn't do anything to him. I never threatened this nation or the Democrats, his family, his party. But he wants to attack me. Why? Because Maxine Waters told him to. Because Obama told him to. Because Eric Holder told him to. Remember? When they're down, kick them. If they're a Republican, get in their faces. If you see a Trump supporter, a member of the administration, harass them in public. This is what you get. You radicalize a whole nation. Nothing justifies the events of last Wednesday, but nothing, nothing that is holy, that is good, that is wholesome, justifies this abortion of a political process today in Congress. Think of what they're doing. They have said, we don't need a hearing. We don't need the production of evidence. One of the members of the Democrat Party said, well, the events of last week happened in public, therefore we don't need to produce evidence. In which systems of this world do you convict anyone of any crime without evidence? And actually say in an brazen, bold statement, we don't need to provide evidence. Dictators do that. Fascists and communists do that. Tin pot hunters from Latin America do that. Stalinists, Maoists, fascists do that. And we are hearing this in the halls of Congress. The building that AOC called the Citadel of America. What is with that martial language? It's our house. You represent us. Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, you are there not for your petty power grabs, not because you feel embarrassed by the events of last week. I understand. The photographs of you cowering under your tables doesn't make you feel good. For posterity, they are there on the internet forever. With your stupid smoke hoods on, as unarmed civilians stormed Congress. You look like fools. But to remove or attempt to remove a duly elected president because you're embarrassed or a hostage of your ideology is beyond reprehensible. It is dangerous to the fabric of our republic. And I don't threaten anyone. I don't need to threaten anyone. I observe history. And I guarantee you, the more you attack unjustly a man who won 74 million votes in November, the more you try and make the livelihoods of conservatives impossible, the greater the danger to all of us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We will be watching the events on Congress today, analyzing them with special guests, hopefully taking some of your calls. But next, the great patriot will be joining us, Dan Bongino.
Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem and recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights and to take out Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and Qasem Soleimani, to eliminate the ISIS caliphate, to enter into the historic Abraham Accords, to have an economy this time last year that was stronger than I ever remember in my entire lifetime. Yeah, we'll complete the record.
Live coverage. Our good friend, Congressman Lee Zeldin, New York's congressional district number one, asking a very simple question. Why do congresswomen like Maxine Waters get awarded chairmanships of committees in Congress after calling for violence against Trump cabinet members, but now they want to impeach the president for events that he does not hold responsibility for? God bless you, Lee, for doing what you do. Somebody else who every single day speaks the truth and has done so to such incredible extents that he is probably one of the most successful conservative commentators, show hosts in America today is, of course, former Secret Service and NYPD officer Dan Bongino, host of the Dan Bongino Show. It's been far too long. Happy New Year, my friend.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Good to talk to you.
I want to just ask you two questions, Dan. The first one is, you are a national security professional. You wore a badge and a gun for many, many years. So I'm not going to corral you. I'm not going to give you any kind of left-right bumper. Tell us your professional opinion or reaction to the events of last Wednesday, and then we'll talk about what's happening today in Congress.
Well, it was clearly a failure of intelligence. Now, I say that because I heard a few commentators on the news, and I, forgive me, I don't remember who, but they were suggesting, well, it was a raw numbers game. We were just outnumbered, or they were just outnumbered up on Capitol Hill. But, that's not exactly accurate. It's always a raw numbers game. I mean, we've done, I coordinated President Obama's trip to Indonesia, and, the idea of 1,000 or 2,000 people showing up at a spot was not unusual. It didn't mean we had to have a 1,000 or 2,000 person, one-for-one Indonesian U.S. military presence to secure it. So, saying it was a numbers game and they were overwhelmed is not really an accurate assessment. And what I mean by that is you can by how they planned the outside. I mean, look at the exterior, right? So they had snow fencing up on the outside. Well, snow fencing is not a barrier. It may be an access control device. I always use the example of like a ticket at a Yankees game controls access, right? You don't have a ticket, you're not allowed in, but it's not a security device.
Right.
Anyone can jump the turnstile if they want, just like you can jump snow fencing, and that's exactly what happened. So if there was better intelligence, they would have probably led to better perimeters around the Capitol, which they just didn't have. And listen, that Seb, that's not me piling on. I'm not. Anybody can Monday morning quarterback. I worked in the Secret Service. I was part of operations where, you know, luckily not to that degree, but things broke down too when things happened. But you asked me an honest question. You know, I'm going to give you an honest answer. It was clearly an intelligence failure beforehand.
Right. That's why you are who you are and why you're so incredibly successful. Please follow this man. Go to Bongino.com. Listen, download the Dan Bongino Show every single day. Okay, I've been walking a line, Dan, for the last few weeks, I guess 9 weeks, 10 weeks since the election. And I want American, I get a lot of complaints, a lot of despair, and I DM the people back and I say, guys, despair is un-American. It's not how we built this country. A 50-50 split in the Senate means you can't drive stuff through like you did in 2008 when you had a 10-seat majority as the Democrats under Obama. And I try and bring that sense of reality every single day. But I'm looking at today's hearings. And it's an abortion. It's a travesty. They say we're going to convict somebody without evidence because we don't need evidence because it happened in public. Dan, that's what you see in dictatorships. Your reaction to what is happening live now on Capitol Hill, the second attempted impeachment of President Trump.
Well, it's unconstitutional. I mean, I don't know if they actually watched the speech, if this is just being driven by pure hatred of the president. But in the speech, and you know, you can feel free to look this up. I mean, I'm actually asking your audience not to take my word for it. Look it up yourself so you can be confident it's accurate. During the speech, the president clearly said, I want you to go march in the Capitol, as thousands of other people in positions of prominence have said in the past. But the president even doubled down and said, I'd like you to go do it peacefully and patriotically. So that's kind of odd. I mean, if you're going to incite a riot, wouldn't you ask to do it and say, hey, be violent, which is absolutely not what he said, the exact opposite. And again, you know, this is for anyone to see. They can go, sorry, this is really bad. My dog just came home and hasn't seen me in like 3 days, live radio, and is going absolutely. We're having this serious conversation and my dog is losing her mind.
What's your dog's name?
Lucy.
Hey, Lucy. Hey, Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy. So, and one other thing, Seb, why this is unconstitutional. Not only is this not a high crime and misdemeanor, it is not a crime at all.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to, there's a guy who has a Substack, a Pope hat, and I don't think he's a particular fan of mine, but he has this big thing about freedom of people, fire at a movie theater. That's not the legal standard. You just made that up.
Right.
The standard is you have to call for imminent unlawful action, not abstraction. Not only the president not call for imminent unlawful, like you guys go right now and attack the Capitol, and that would be, yes, that would be serious. I mean, obviously. That's not what he said, the exact opposite. This is unconstitutional. Listen, everybody wishes Wednesday would have went down different. It's a national tragedy. It's a day I'll sadly never forget for all the wrong reasons. But doubling down and just dividing the nation further with an absurd impeachment is just, this is a disaster.
Yeah. Dan, I saw you, I think it was on Fox a few days ago. I texted you right after that. You look glowing. You look healthier than you've ever been. To our millions of listeners and viewers across the country, it looks like you're doing great. Can you give us any reassurance?
Yeah, I just got back from MD Anderson in Houston yesterday, so start radiation soon. Yeah, I mean, it's been rough, but listen, I know you're a tough guy, and you know, I kind of feel the same way, and I never stopped working out. I mean, chemo was really rough on your body. I mean, it feels exactly like people in the audience would think it feels, like slowly being poisoned would feel. But I sucked it up. I mean, I never skipped a workout, and it really was terrible. Wow. But now that I'm through the chemo and into radiation, I think things are looking up. So thanks for asking. That's very nice of you.
We have to let you go and play with Lucy. But in the last 30 seconds we have, Dan, your message as a warrior for freedom to those who are saying it's gone, we've lost the country. What would you say to them, Dan Bongino?
I'd like to say that at Valley Forge, Washington soldiers were eating shoe leather to stay alive while they froze to death. It's bad right now. It's bad. It's not nearly as bad as it could be. And while the Republicans are not the answer to all your problems, the cause of all your problems are definitely the Democrats. Keep fighting. Don't let them get you down.
Fabulous. Nil carborundum illegitimate. Let the bastards grind you down. Great to hear you, Dan. God bless. Now go and play with Lucy. Wow, what a trooper. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I haven't even mentioned the number yet. The whole call board is alight with your calls. Ken, Bill, Sue, Doug, Linda, don't go anywhere. We are live streaming on YouTube. If you're watching us, hit the like button now. Makes a big difference. Don't forget, you can download us where you get your podcasts. And 24/7, you can listen to the show at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you. I am indeed. RadioOnline.com. Not sure who they are, but they've printed a list, published a list of the 50 top radio hosts in America. And our show, after just 2 years, we're right there. Number 21, right next to John Batchelor. Good company. And at the top, Rush. And Mark Levin, number 3. Why is Mike Savage number 2? I thought Mike Savage retired. You may want to check on that. But anyway, we're very happy. We're in good company. And thank you guys. God bless you for supporting us and making us 3 million strong live. That's a big deal. Okay, bad news. Let's give you some breaking news. This is from the Post Millennial. Great news site. It's where Andy Ngo publishes. Ari Hoffman. Breaking: YouTube suspends Donald Trump's channel. Tuesday night, Google's YouTube, the largest video sharing platform in the world, suspended President Donald Trump from uploading new videos for 1 week and indefinitely disabled comments on the president's channel. He's only the president of the United States. How do you respond? Here's the good news. This is from, this name is familiar. He's a state representative in Florida, but he must have got on our radar screens previously. This is Randy Fine, District 53. And I have in front of me a letter on fancy letterheaded paper from the House of Florida to Governor DeSantis and members of his Floridian cabinet. Dear Governor DeSantis and members of the cabinet, I write today to ask you to ask that you order the immediate divestment of any Florida-held equity and debt for the following companies: Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, Apple, and Alphabet, Google. No matter what one thinks about the president, he remains the duly elected president of the United States until noon on January the 20th. If the president of the United States can be silenced by these companies, then so can anyone. While I do not dispute that as private companies, it is within their rights to choose who to do business with, it is also our right as a state to determine which companies in which we wish to invest. Could you imagine if the biggest states in America started to do that, to divest from these companies? Guys, it's what we said yesterday with Charlie Kirk. A conservative economic ecostructure has to be created, and then things are going to get very, very interesting. Let's go to your calls. Linda, Pennsylvania, line 5. Welcome to America First, Linda.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I was at the march. It was tremendously peaceful. There were people on crutches, wheelchairs, babies, kids running around. You couldn't even count them. We left just as the president finished his speech. We heard these booms. We did not know what they were. We did see them move the fence away so people could go on in. We were about a third of the way towards the Capitol, and we realized they were being pepper sprayed. And I looked at my friend, my young friend, whom you met in Florida, and he said, we need to get out of here. I don't know what's going on, but I don't want to be part of this. So we turned around and left, but there were thousands coming behind as we left that were going into and towards the Capitol. And there was one guy that was a agitator. He was standing there, saying, Drew, get in there, get in there, get in there. And I did not see everything that was going on, but I was very concerned about the children up front because they were spraying. It was clouds of pepper spray. And my big question is, why did not the White House doctor stop to the congressmen and women from voting? Because they were obviously
why did it stop?
Why did not the doctor, that is the White House doctors, why didn't I call a rest for the congressmen and women? Because they were traumatized. They reacted totally out of their emotions.
I don't understand. Hang on. What do you mean the White House doctors? What have the White House doctors got to do with Congress?
Well, anybody that had medicals, even the guys that were first responders, should have told them that they had to take a break so that they could stop being traumatized. Because obviously they were, if you saw them getting hiding and crouching and so on and so forth.
There's no time for medical assistance or advice when there's questions of physical security. I mean, the priority is to make sure the building is secured. You deal with psychological issues later. When people are physically breaching a building, then you're not talking about trauma counseling. You've got to stop people breaking through the building, no?
I'm talking about after that. And then they went ahead and voted. They should have had a lot more time.
We have a separation of power here, Linda. Linda, you've got to stop talking when I talk. We can't have a conversation, okay? We have separations of power. The White House can't order medical attention for the Congress. The Congress has its own medical facilities. But I'm glad you and your family and clearly the children that you were with are safe. God bless you, and thank you for your eyewitness reports. Back to your calls momentarily. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you suffering from daily pain? Have you found relief nowhere else? If that is the situation, you must try this drug-free product that is providing pain liberation for tens of thousands of Americans, me included. Find out if it could work for you by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. If nothing else has worked, you owe it to yourself to find out if this is the answer. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
It proceeds now. Steny Hoyer, House Majority Leader, Democrat from Maryland, is speaking. It is impeachment as speed dating. 30 seconds, back and forth, back and forth. It's a farce. It's a farrago. It's a disaster for what the Congress should be doing. Let's talk about somebody who was a bit of a star from the last impeachment. That's Elise Stefanik, a relatively new congresswoman She has been PNG. She has been non-personed by Harvard University. Harvard's Institute of Politics has announced yesterday that the Republican congressman must leave the Institute's senior advisory committee, citing Elise Stefanik's decision to repeat Trump's allegations of election fraud. Harvard, bastion of freedom of speech. What's the good news? The response from Congresswoman Stefanik, if you will indulge me. And this is to Harvard University, a place where I learnt at my own cost how politically correct that ivory towered institution is when I was a fellow there back in the 1990s. Her letter: as a conservative Republican, it is a rite of passage and a badge of honor to join the long line of leaders who have been boycotted, protested, and canceled by colleges and universities across America. This decision by Harvard's administration to cower and cave to the woke left will continue to erode diversity of thought, public discourse, and ultimately the student experience. The ivory towers march towards a monoculture of like-minded, intolerant liberal views, demonstrates the sneering for everyday Americans, and will instill a culture of fear for students who will understand that a conservative viewpoint will not be tolerated and will be silenced. During my time in Congress serving on the House Committee on Education and Labor, I have already taken on Harvard and won. I relish the opportunity to stand up for freedom of speech and freedom of thought on college campuses across America. Congratulations, Harvard. The entire board of the Institute of Politics now consists solely of Biden voters. How reflective of America. Yeah, well, let's just file this phrase away. A monoculture of like-minded intolerance. Good for you. Good for you, Congresswoman Stefanik. Mr. G, let's get her on the show so we can show our appreciation. The call now, the number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But first, complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with my show, America First, in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly appeal for our freedoms. This is about more than being gun enthusiasts. This has become a very personal conflict, fighting for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support our special Second Amendment Friday. Go today, support this incredible American firearms manufacturer. I carry a Carr 9mm. Go to kahr.com. That's kahr.com. Let's go straight to your calls. Doug, Columbus, Ohio, line 4. Welcome, Doug.
Hi, Dr. Sam. Hey, yeah, calling from Columbus, the home of the only 2-time Heisman Trophy winner, Archie Griffin. Okay, mm-hmm. We're quite proud of him here. I'm wondering, would President Trump be the only 2-time recipient of impeachment?
Yes.
Okay, I think coming from this group of clowns, this group of hateful, America-hating, one-world government crowd, I think he should wear that as a badge of honor. I think he should make them into medals, pin them on his lapels when he goes out, because it distinguishes his America First mindset, his people of America First mindset, from these D.C. swamp creatures just looking out after themselves and rich themselves. What do you think?
Doc, have you called in before?
I have.
That is a sterling suggestion. I love it. I'm feeling kind of warm inside. I was pissed. I was angry. My monologue was a little bit heavy. I get it. I hope you guys liked it. But I think this is That's information warfare in the best sense of the word. We take this travesty, this insult to our Constitution, our Republic, and we flip it and we say, bring it. Let's mint some gold coins, the double impeachment award. Why? Because this is a badge of honor, because this is the final piece of proof of how corrupt these people are, that they're the only non-politician, non-retired general to become president, and they try to impeach him not once, but twice. Why? Because he loves America and wants to drain the swamp, and so they try to get rid of him a second time. Doug, you're a genius. I'm sorry, that is just priceless. Wow.
Thank you. You're the man to get it started. All right.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to say, as our caller, as our listener, Doug came up with this great idea, but it is superb. Stay on the line, my friend. You deserve, if you've got the War for America, so let's give him something else. Let's give him Defeating Jihad or Why We Fight. Let him pick, and he deserves to be rewarded. Yeah. Let's be energized. Let's not get angry and have our blood pressure skyrocket. Let's just say, yes, this is the proof of just how corrupt the Democrats are, just how cowardly the rhinos are, that they're doing it a second time. They failed last time, and they're doing it again. Nicely, Doug. Fabulous. I mean, that's why we have the best callers. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Corker, broadcasting from just outside the stinking, rotten town that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, I'm so grateful to Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind this product. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I am still pain-free because I take my two packets every single day, and that's now 2 years later. Don't listen to me. Listen to the tens of thousands of Americans who've likewise found relief, like Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you want to be Debron? Don't you want to find out if it could finally liberate you from your daily pain? Do it now. It's so easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Write down the number. It's super easy. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I guarantee you, I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and Debron. Don't wait any longer. You owe it to yourself. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
We won't stand for it. And so I'm speaking up. You are going to hear that we're not going to let this go because this is a racist attempt. We have to call it what it is. It's white supremacy at its finest.
They're obsessed, aren't they? I mean, this is the new label. It's all white supremacy. Everything. Have you met a white supremacist? I've been in America for 12 years. I have not met one white supremacist. But that's the latest member of the squad, Cori Bush. But this is the language. They're using it right now on the floor of the House. They're talking about the GOP are the new Confederacy. Won't end well when you demonize 74 million people. It does not lead to a good and wholesome place. It is continuing right now. A member of the former White House legal team is commenting on it for Fox. Votes are being taken on the preliminary resolution. We will keep you posted. But let's go to your calls. David's been waiting patiently in North Carolina, line 5. Welcome, David.
Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Good to talk to you. I have a question. You're the perfect guy to ask this to. Why, when the Trump administration was going into the White House back in 2017, why did we not find it to be the most important to clean up the DOJ and the FBI? And why did we put people in place? I know Sessions, he was just kind of an idiot, but the rest of them, it was like taking people that were worse than what we had there to begin with.
So how often have you listened to this show in the last 2 years?
I'm kind of a new listener to you.
Okay. So I've discussed this several times, and I write about it in my book. So first things first, I have to set the scene. When we walked into the White House the day after the inauguration, the Saturday of the 21st, of the 4,000 political appointees that we had to fill, maybe 22 of us in senior positions were true loyalists to the president, true loyalists to the vision of making America great again, as 60 million Americans had provided us a mandate with. So we were a tiny, tiny little band of insurgents in truly a swamp. Secondly, look, when I interviewed the president for my second book, The War for America's Soul, it's the appendix to the book, I asked him at the end, what's his big lesson learned? And he said, maybe I shouldn't say this on the record. Then he changed his mind and he put it on the record. The biggest mistake he made was making Jeff Sessions the attorney general. But again, you know, in politics, you have to make some trades. And remember, Jeff Sessions, for all his weaknesses and his incompetence, and he truly was an incompetent, he was the first serving senator to endorse Donald Trump. And as a former attorney general, he was rewarded with the attorney generalship of the federal government. So bad call, but he put his neck on the line at the beginning, and the president said, okay, we're going to give you a chance, but he failed. But the worst failure was the coward, William Barr. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls with special guests here on America First.